Have you ever wondered why Jesus came to earth? Find out on a special Christmas edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, here are Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is the Christmas edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you so for all of our partners all over the world. Every person in the sound of our voice is blessed today.
Yes.
We bless them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for manifesting yourself among them, Lord Jesus. You said you would do that, and we praise you for
thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we pray it and believe it and receive it. Amen. Welcome
Hallelujah.
To this broadcast today. Let me tell you this. Gloria and I know what it's like for Christmas to come around and not have a crying dime to your name, not $1, not one peso, not one yen. I mean, nothing. Zero. Where one Christmas, oh, Lord, we had two little bitty kids, and we had canned Italian food.
No, Chinese food.
Well, Chinese food? Well, either way.
That's the same.
Canned anything is not right if that's all you got. But hey,
we were glad to get it.
A smile on our face. I dropped that can, and the kids thought we was having a good time. Well, we did too after we got into the thing. But by this time we were walking by faith,
right.
And that's the last time we had canned something for Christmas unless we wanted canned something.
That's right.
Because we found out who we are in Christ Jesus.
Moving.
We began to walk by faith. Don't allow pressure. Well, I'm not going to be able to get my kids anything for Christmas. They're going to hate me. I'm not a good provider and all that. No. Don't do that. This
That's right.
is nothing in the world but a foul of the fowler, the devil himself, trying to foul up your life. And Jesus has already defeated that. You get the Word of God in you. I know it. People even get out there far enough to take their own lives this time of year. Listen, that's stupid. That's dumb. It's not the thing to do. It's not the end of anything. It's the beginning of something you can't stop. And I'm telling you right now, don't take your life. Give it away.
Give it to
Jesus.
Lord.
Let him deal with it. Praise God. Give Jesus the next 12 months. Give him all of your time. Give him your attention. You go to him about everything. Praise God. And let's see where you are next Christmas at this time. I double dog Texas dare you to do it.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise
I know what will happen
Jesus.
To you because we did it. Amen.
We're going to live.
Live and not die.
That's
declare
right.
the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go back to the 91st Psalm. Now, as we said, the 91st Psalm is God's picture written by the Holy Spirit. It's God calling things that be not as though they were of the picture of Jesus' ministry from the time of his resurrection, seated at the right hand of the Father for eternity. It's a picture of his lordship, his saving ministry, his ministry as faithful high priest. Amen. He is Lord over the law of sin and death. He's Lord over sin, sickness, demons, fear, death, all of that curse. But he's high priest over the blessing. Now, there's a difference. See, he's Lord over sickness. He's high priest over healing. Mm-hmm. He's already exercised his lordship over sickness and disease. He defeated it. He didn't have to go back
and
do
it
again. Yeah. He doesn't have to come today and defeat some sickness in your body. He's already defeated that. So now what's he doing today? He is high priest over the ministry of healing, deliverance, wellness, soundness,
the blessing.
Prosperity, the blessing of
Glory.
God.
That's right.
See, he's high priest. Now what is a high priest? Well, the word said he is the faithful high priest. Priest over things pertaining to God in making reconciliation for the people. He is Lord over sin. But when we come to him as high priest, don't ever run from him when you sin, run to him.
That's right.
And you come to him and say, Lord, I sinned. I missed it. I goofed up. When you confessed that sin was not when he found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. Amen. You need to understand that. Don't be embarrassed. I mean, he understands this down here. He lived in this Seth pool. He understands what it's like. Amen. And you come to him and say, Lord, I missed it. Please forgive me. I receive my forgiveness. Now you're calling on his high priestly ministry in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, 8, 9, right in there, where it says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not after you feel better about it. He's already defeated the feelings. He's already defeated the sin. It can't stay with you.
That's right.
But your flesh may still have some symptoms of that thing. But in the spirit, you receive your cleansing. So I rebuke those guilty feelings. I'll tell you right now, my Lord and my Savior, my high priest, is faithful and he's just. It would be an unjust and unrighteous thing for me to have to walk in this thing any longer because he is a faithful and just high priest. And I confessed it. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, he has blotted it completely out of the memory of my Father.
Amen.
Now that's his ministry. Now we need to know how to partake of that and walk in it in a day in, day out, night in, night out, week in, week out, month, year, whole lifetime, because it's forever. Now, let's go back to the 91st Psalm. This is the picture of it. We got four people here. We have the promise maker, which is the Holy Ghost, and this is Jesus' covenant with soldiers in the army of the Lord. Now, if you are a soldier in the military, if you're a police officer, if you're in civil government, and God called you and anointed you to be there, then this is a covenant with you. But anybody that's born again is a soldier in the army of the Lord. We are not civilians any longer. Amen.
That's right.
And so this is his covenant with a soldier in the army of the Lord. Number one, the Holy Ghost said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of who? The Most High. Shall abide, take up life, have his way of life under the shadow, under the covering of the Almighty. Now, who is the Almighty? He's the one that there's not anything more mightier than he is. He is the, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They are mighty through the Almighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Okay? The Most High and the Almighty. Now, the promise has been made. Now, the next person is the man or woman of faith that says, all right, I received that. I received that. That's mine.
I believe it.
I believe that. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I believe that and I receive it. It don't make any difference what kind of trouble I'm in or how I feel. That doesn't have nothing to do with it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. And in him, in this promise, I trust. What he said, I trust. Mm-hmm. So, I say I abide in the secret place of the Most High, and I am under his covering. In other words, he is between me and the bad guys, and I'm living in the blessing. Hmm. Remember what we read yesterday? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Now comes the ministry of Jesus the high priest. He is our voice in heaven before the throne. Now notice how it is written. I will say of the Lord. Now just shut up. That's the end. You've said it. Now just stand there in faith. And your high priest, your intercessor, your blessing manager, your faithful high priest of reconciliation says, now, let's say Gloria said that. She said that by faith. She's standing there before the throne of grace boldly, and she made her faith statement. That's when she stopped right there. Now, Jesus said, surely, Gloria, He, the Almighty, the Most High, shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. Now, what's happening here? He's not only speaking before the Father. Of course, the Father hears everything He says. He's telling you, He is giving you His word of what the Father is doing. He is doing what? He's feeding your faith. He's making you stronger to stand. He's making you stronger to trust. Mm-hmm. He is feeding His word into you. He is giving you the mouth. You got the word of the Holy Ghost. Now you're getting the word out of another mouth, a confirmation from the Lord Jesus, our high priest. And He's giving you His word about what the Father will do, the one who has sent the blessing. Now, come on down. Look, He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Now, let's look at something right here. Now, I want you to just keep that camera on me for just a minute. I don't want you to lose what I'm saying here. Your high priest is telling you, look at this now. He is saying the Father will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He is Lord over the fowler. He has defeated the mm-hmm. fowler. He has defeated that snare, whatever it is. What is the fowler? He's the one that fouls things up. He tries to foul up God's word. He tries to foul up your blessing. No, sir. Jesus, the Lord and Savior, has defeated the fowler, and He has defeated the noisome pestilence, the plagues and the diseases,
yes,
and the
right.
chemical warfare and terrorism and all that mess. The Lord has defeated all that. And the high priest is giving you His word and building up your faith that the Most High, the Almighty, has got you covered.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hey, yeah, glory to God.
Amen.
Now, listen here, Gloria. You're still standing there by faith. But now you're one verse stronger than you were when you heard He that dwelleth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus says, Gloria, He, the Almighty, the Most High, shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you
Hallelujah.
Will trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Remember, the shield is faith. His truth will turn into faith. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, what is this? This is the ministry of the high priest. He Amen. Is feeding this to you. He is giving you these things. Listen to what He says now. He is, His word is your shield, and it is your buckler. It is your weapons belt. It's where all of these things hang. That buckler keeps it all together. Praise God. You keep His word in your mouth and in your heart and in your eyes all the time.
You know, the Hebrew translations, the ones that, the commentaries, say that shield is, your shield is three-sided. It protects you from the front and from each side.
Mm-hmm.
But the buckler is the word that comes from armor. There's that dome again. That yeah. comes from armor. It protects you from the northeast, south, west, above, and below.
You know
all
what?
Over. That's you know, a circle.
You know what just snapped into my spirit when you said that?
What?
The armor of light.
The armor of light. That's
God
right.
is light. In Him is no darkness mm-hmm. at all. We walk in the light as He is in the light.
Exactly.
His blood cleanses us
yeah.
from all
yes.
sin.
Hallelujah.
His light. You are light. You're born of the light. You're children of the light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Put on the armor of light.
Armor of light. That's exactly right.
Now, He's got to tell me what that was, too. Those big wings.
Glory to God.
You remember Keith Moore was talking about that at the church, and he said that the little chicks are out there, you know, pecking around in the yard, and mama, and something's coming up, mama chicken hears and she bark, 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 bark. Man, here come them little chickens just as hard as they can. They get up under her and she puts them wings over like that, and you can't find them little fellas.
Glory to God.
Now, the devil, as a roaring lion, he is not a roaring lion. He mimics a roaring lion. He's a toothless lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen, that's right.
But now, he says he is roaming around seeking. What's he seeking? Whom he may devour.
A victim. He's seeking a victim.
Some little chicken that's out there pecking around instead of over on his mother's feathers.
That's right.
Now, he's roaming around. He's seeking whom he may devour. But, Gloria, Jesus just got through saying that he that is in the secret place of
that
the Most High God shall abide under the covering of the Almighty. And he said, Gloria, he surely, it's a sure thing. He, our Father, you and my Father, the Almighty, the Most High, will cover you with his wings. What does that mean? The devil can't find you.
That's
you're
right.
In the secret place. You can see him. He can't see you. He's roaming around that. But now somebody that decides, well, I don't have to keep the commandment of love, and he just walks outside there, outside of that wall, outside of that shield, outside
circle.
Of that dome that's over him, and he gets out from the Word, his buckler's loose, his armor's down. What's happened? He stepped over into darkness. Yeah. Darkness can't overcome light, but if you turn the light off, it's there. Step out there, boy, the prince of darkness will do his best to take you out while you're out there. But Jesus is your faithful high priest. Repent! Say, and
get
run
right
back in there just as fast as you can. Don't try to keep 1 foot just inside the blessing and stick your head out there and see what the world doing. I might won't do some of that long. I keep my foot here in that blessing. I'll be all right. See, I can repent real quick. You're fixing to get a knot on your head.
That's right.
Amen. You better pull that head back and be like that little chicken and say, here I come, mama. You get under those wings.
Amen.
This
That's
is
right.
the high priest.
Right.
It's his ministry. It's what he's called and appointed to do.
Hallelujah.
Now, he was covering you. Now listen to this. We found out in yesterday's broadcast from the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, I ain't got time to turn over, you can look it up, that he defeated death and he delivered those who through fear of death were subject to bondage. Bondage owned you. You were subject to it. Whatever it said, you had to do. If sickness came along, it come on you. Well, no. He has abolished death. He defeated death and paralyzed him that had the power of death. The devil doesn't have any power and authority over death anymore. He has to get your permission to kill you. You have to talk yourself to death. Or walk in darkness and so forth. Now, look at what Jesus said. You will not be afraid. And what does that mean? You are not subject to bondage, Gloria.
That's right.
You're in the secret place of
afraid.
The Most High. See, you're still standing there at attention. And he's building your faith. Verse by verse by verse, you're getting stronger.
Amen.
The shield is growing. The thing is becoming more clear. And you're more excited. You got more faith than you ever had in your life. No wonder those angels went wild out there when Jesus was born into the earth. Goodwill towards man. God's goodwill towards man was sacrificed in the earth. And the sacrifices here, the war, they're speaking by faith. They're calling things that be not yet as though they were, because it is only 30 years away. That this sacrifice is here and the war is as good as done between heaven and earth. The devil has lost.
That's
and
right.
We're fixing to ship his saddle home because he is done.
He is.
And here's your high priest feeding you his word. Now, how would you get this if you never spent any time reading this?
You don't know it.
No, you don't know it.
Might belong to
but
you, but
get
you
it in your
it.
Heart. And every time you read it, it's the voice of Jesus.
Every time you look at it, it's the voice
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen. That's exactly
Every right. time you confess it, I dwell in the
Hallelujah.
Secret place of the Most
Glory
High.
To God.
God. It's the voice of your Savior. But it's the voice of your high priest, your administrator. That word priest means to administrate, to manage, to conduct, mm-hmm. to serve, to cause, to come into fact and operation. He is the high priest. Well, Gloria, we are priests.
That's right.
Amen?
We are.
Aren't we kings?
Kings and priests.
Well, what is a king or a lord?
Has authority.
See, we have
power.
His lordship over sin, sickness, demons, and fear.
Right.
We have His priesthood over the blessing. We are priests under His priesthood. We are lords under His lordship. We have authority over the devil. We have authority over death in His name. We are in His name.
Amen.
Glory
Powerful.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's take one more step here. How much time I got, Tim? Okay, I'm out of time. one more step here. You will not be afraid, Gloria, for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. I don't care what kind of noise, what kind of terrorist, what kind of stuff comes up in the darkness. I heard this the other day. We were preaching for Bishop Bruno in Nutley, New Jersey, the Nutley Abundant Life Center there. And I heard the word of the Lord in this. He said, tell that church to remember Goshen.
That was so good.
There was light in the land of Goshen. That's and right. the spirit of death was roaming around yeah. in the dark. If you didn't have that blood on that doorpost, I'm telling you, your firstborn was going to die. I don't care if you were Abraham's great-great-grandchild. If you didn't obey God mm-hmm. and put the sign of that covenant on that door, then death was there.
That's right.
Well, I want you to know the blood of Jesus is in force. The blessing is in operation. And Jesus said, I won't be afraid, so I won't be afraid.
That's right.
And there's light in the land of Goshen.
Hallelujah
to God. Hallelujah. And in the daytime, you're not afraid of anything that flies. Everything from flying germs to flying missiles to flying airplanes. Who cares what they do? Because the next verse is coming. 11,000 of them can fall around me. Don't come nigh me.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back in a minute.
In this joyous season of giving, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special Christmas gift just for you. It is filled with all that this time of year is full of: faith, hope, and the life-changing message of God's love. It will inspire, encourage, and strengthen you in your own journey of faith. It will ignite the dreams and visions God has placed in your heart. And it will bring to your life and family a legacy of faith and power. The Heritage of Faith DVD package is Kenneth and Gloria's gift to you and your family. Certain to bless, inspire, and encourage you, it includes two DVDs, A Journey of Faith, 5 special broadcasts with John Copeland, Kelly Copeland, and Terry Pearsons, and Celebrating 40 Years in Ministry, featuring historical highlights across 4 decades at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the Heritage of Faith DVD package. Request your special Christmas gift today and start building a legacy of faith that will last a lifetime. To receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free Heritage of Faith DVD package online. You may also call us using our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. The Heritage of Faith DVD package will help build your faith for the things God has in store for you. Order today.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve, I break your power, you spirit of suicide.
Yes.
I break your power, you spirit of loneliness and depression. Take your hands off of God's property
right
now.
In the name of Jesus.
Bow your knee to that name and depart from the presence.
Glory to God. Thank
you. Let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. But Brother Copeland, he couldn't love a thing like me. Don't you ever say that again. I'm telling you, don't you ever let that come across your lips. That's blasphemy. That is a curse to the blood of Jesus.
Yes, right.
He is a faithful and just high priest.
That's right.
Amen.
You are not in this world without a Savior.
No, and it's not based on anything you did or didn't do. It's based on what He did.
Amen.
And He loves you. He's standing ready.
He'll help you.
Gloria and I are going to lead you in prayer. And one of these days you're going to say, you know what? I got saved on Christmas Day of 2007. Kellen and Gloria Copeland prayed with me. And this just be a glorious testimony. Every Christmas,
hallelujah,
you're going to have a smile
you'll
on
have
your...
an extra celebration.
Oh, and you're going to have a smile on your healed, rich self for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Father.
Pray this out loud when you can hear it. Say, oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Fill me with your precious spirit.
Fill me with your precious spirit.
You're my future.
You are my future.
You're my Lord.
You're my Lord.
You're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
I thank God the Spirit of God is living with me and in me from this moment on.
I thank God the Spirit of God is living with me and in me from this moment on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
Glory.
If you prayed that with Glory and me, we're so thrilled over this.
Oh, what a day. What
we
a day.
Have, we
Hallelujah.
Have sent out free and postpaid nearly a quarter of a million of these books, 220-some-odd thousand of them up to this. Hey, you know what? We'll go over a quarter of a million today.
Good.
Praise the Lord. To help you get started reading and studying your Bible, I'll send you this little brochure to tell you how to study it and these little books to help you get started.
Amen.
They're free. They're our gift to you.
Hallelujah.
And we'll pay the postage on them. Use the information on your screen right there. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A great year is ahead of you.
That's right.
Gloria and I love you, and remember that
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you prayed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, you have received the greatest Christmas gift of all. Kenneth and Gloria would like to send you a package of 5 books to help you get started in your new life with God. Request your free salvation package online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Have a Merry Christmas and a Blessed New Year.
Christmas means to me family and happiness and being together with my family. I love Christmas time, and also because it is that awesome reminder of God's love for us that He gave His Son.
Christmas means a whole lot to me. It means, you know, without the birth of our Savior, we couldn't have had a death, burial, and a resurrection. So to me, it's the fact that we have a promise.